Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you all that's tuned in to us today at Indie Review. You join us at Blog Talk Radio. Feel free, again, let me give all the information out, 646-478-5123 at any time during the show today. If you have any questions for our guests, give us a call. Today we're joined by our Grammy-nominated friend, Ndambi. Most of you have heard of her. She's a sing backup for Erica. She has a lot of great things going on, a new album. She's going to talk to us a little bit about that Grammy nomination and some of the big things that you can expect from her in the new year and beyond. So you know how we do. We lay back. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. For some of you, it's 9 a.m. in the morning for our Cali people, and even earlier than that in some other parts of the country. So we're going to start the show off with one of our previous guests, one of my favorites, as you all know, Avery Sunshine. For all of you that caught her show, she was at BAM last night. Give us a call. Let us know how it went. We'd be more than happy to hear about it. We love Avery, and this is one of my favorite songs from her, All In My Head. Be back in a minute.
Just wasn't in a place where I
that was our friend, Elizabeth Johnson. We like her. We like her a lot. If you're just joining us, welcome to Indie Review Radio. Each week we invite independent artists to come on and share with us their experiences and give us information about what's going on with their careers and next steps and all that other good stuff. Our information here, if you want to call in or if you have any questions for myself or C-Truth or for any of our guests, the number is 646-478-5123. You can always email us at indiereviewcd@gmail.com. And let's not forget the blog, indiereviewforyou.blogspot.com. Make sure you follow us on the blog because that way you can have all the latest and greatest about industry trends, you know, when we have our executives here, so on and so forth. So we do have a caller. Well, someone just dropped off the line. So we're going to do a full-scale investigation. In the meantime, I want to introduce you guys to Ahmad. Ahmad is an artist out of San Diego. We've played his music here before. We've listed him as an Indie 100 artist. But Ahmad was just, we want to give him a big shout-out because he was just nominated as Mr. Heritage in San Diego for the Heritage Day Parade, which is actually today. So we're going to play this next song in honor of him, and then we'll get ready for our guest. So, again, any questions, 646-478-5123, and hope you're having a fantastic day because they're super bad.
She's super bad, bad, 5+5, she's a tinner. Than the rest of them, head did nails done, body so amazing, got me wondering where she came from, walks with a confidence, looking like she haven't stayed getting compliments, but this was from the president, pretty face curves in all the right places, she really got me tripping like some untied laces, homie say she's bad, but that's such an understatement, shawty super bad, ain't no other way to shake it.
was Ahmad Superbad. Again, we want to congratulate him for being nominated Mr. Heritage in San Diego, California today. There's a big old parade and a celebration, and we'll definitely have him on the show so you guys can ask him some questions about what's going on with his career. So, as you know today, our special guest, for those of you that are not familiar with Ndambi, she, for a long time, was a backup singer for Erykah Badu, and has since spurred her career. I mean, she was known for her fantabulous voice prior to that, but now she's just blossomed into an amazing artist, and I can't wait for you guys to meet her. But I have a question that came across the email not some time ago. I think it was last week or so, 2 weeks ago. One of the questions that was asked of us, Be Truth and I, was should an independent artist have a job? So we had some pretty strong opinions about that. A couple of people called in and shared their views about it. We had a couple of indie artists that called and shared their views about it. One of them, you know, was an actor, and he gets his money when he gets his money, so that's he's working. And the other person was someone that was managing an independent artist, and his take on absolutely all independent artists should have jobs. So we're still taking bets on that. So if you still have questions about that, strong, feel free to give us a call at 646-478-5123. See, Truth and I were on the same page. We believe that artists should support their dream. I think that if you're out there working, it's important for you to put your best foot forward so that other people can see how important it is for you to reach your goals. And then a lot of times they'll jump on the bandwagon and join you. So, again, if you have any, if you feel any kind of way about that, feel free to give us a call or join us in the chat room. We are currently there. You can email us again. The email address is indiereviewcd@gmail.com. We'll be more than happy to answer any questions. And thanks again, you guys, for sending in all the music. We're going through it. We're adding it to the playlist. So please, by all means, continue to send it. And we'll get you on as soon as possible. All right? So right now we're going to go to another young man out of New Orleans, Carl Bryant. Another great artist. We love him a lot here. This is his song, Sweetest Drug. If you check out the blog, you'll see his video there as well. And we'll be right back with our special guest. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yes, that's our friend Carl Bryan, and big shout out to Carl doing big things here in the Big Apple, working with some great people, so we look forward to hearing some great things from him coming up. Our guest has joined us. And Dombey, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome to the show, sis. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Our listeners are so excited. When we put this information on the blog, you should have seen the hits we got on the email.
Oh, wow. That makes me feel really good.
I love you.
And well, I love them, too. I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah. Someone asked, you know, last week we were talking a lot about the Grammys and how, you know, independent artists are experiencing success in the Grammys, whatever the definition of success is, but being recognized and nominated for different things. You were nominated for your first Grammy this year.
I was, and that was a great experience. One, being in the environment and just really seeing it up close and personal, because, you know, you have your own ideas about what it is when you watch it from TV. And then the other part is just being nominated and honored for the music you do. So that's always a great experience or a great feeling for someone to just recognize what you do. Makes you feel really good about what you're doing.
It just confirms that you're on the right path. I mean, your music pretty much speaks for itself. But, you know, I for people that don't know, you were nominated for Best Engineered Project.
Yeah, Best Engineered Album. And I really felt honored about the category because one, it was in a group with people like John Mayer and Jeff Beck and Ray LaMontagne. But also, it's just the fact that they were nominating a whole body of work. And so for the sound, for everything, every part of it. So that was exciting for me.
I can just imagine. And then when you look back, I mean, when you think of other people in addition to the ones that were nominated this year, like your John Mayer, you were also in with other people that were nominated, I guess, over the last few years, like Ray Charles, Deborah Cox, D'Angelo, Al Green. Like, that speaks volumes.
It does.
Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. It does speak volumes to, when I believe D'Angelo might have been, also his album Voodoo was nominated in that category, I believe. I want to say it was. But all these really great, amazing artists that I really, really admire, and to be nominated in the field that they were nominated in, it's just really great and exciting.
Well, for our listeners that aren't as familiar with you, share with us a little bit about how you started this journey in music and how long you've been doing this.
Well, my first starts at origin, as with most singers, songwriters, had somewhere to do with church. I started singing in my father's church and developed that way musically through voice in choir, and grew up playing instruments, piano and clarinet, and somewhere therein I decided that I enjoyed English a whole lot and decided that I would want to find out more, and by the time I went to college I majored in English creative writing. So I think all those pieces, I mean, and starting to learn how to perform in front of audiences, I started involving myself in local talent shows, and I did local theater, and those kinds of things involved me with audiences. And soon thereafter, before I started solo, I started singing background for Erykah Badu, and then in that process, which was a really great, amazing, creative experience.
I can just imagine.
Oh, yeah, it was. And then from there, you know, somewhere I put out my first solo album on my own independent label in 1999, and it was called Little Lost Girls Blues. And from there, I put out a few other independent albums, Little Lost Girls Blues being the first, Tuning Up Co-Signing being the second, and I put out another one that was only released in Japan at first, which was called The Weird Kind of Wonderful, that soon was to be released in the States. And then somewhere after that, I am signed now to Stax Records, and I'm now currently residing as an artist at Stax and enjoying it all the way.
That we love that. Now, I read somewhere that, you know, with your father being a minister, that he was very strict and that there were only certain types of music allowed in the house. So how did you move into the secular piece with his graces?
You know, I think that secular music is really a derivative of gospel, jazz, and all those things anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to... I'm sorry?
Did your dad feel that way?
My dad was really more, he might have had more lenient about it than maybe my mom was. My mom was a little more, you know, upright about it. But my father understood that connection, I think, a little more. And also my father, he, at some point, he sang and did some other things in a gospel group, and then he ventured off for a little while to sing solo on his own. So I think he had a recognition of it. But all of it is relative. So hearing
right.
that music and making a connection to it was just totally a real easy thing to do. I think the other part was, you know, people weren't concerned about who's going to save your soul. My parents believing that it would maybe take me away from the path. But I think that music has a way of being healing. So that's what I found in
the second. Now, I see that you on your new project, Pink Elephant, which I love, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm going to share with you my favorite song in just a minute. But Leon Silver, how was it working with him? He has such a history in this business of working with some of the best talent. So now you can add yourself to that list as well. But how was that experience?
Well, I like to believe that in order to create anything new, you have to recognize the history of where certain things come from. So, to me, I very much believe in the principle of Sankofa. You must know the past to know the future. So, in everything I do, I always like to try to bring remnants of what we know already into what I want to do that is now. So, Ian is an amazing producer, singer-songwriter producer, I must mention, and he writes amazing music. And I feel like people should know who he is right now. And I always wanted a chance to work with him because I admired his work ethic and all these things. So when the opportunity presented itself, we got the chance to be able to work together, and we created this wonderful chemistry that allowed us to create some music that we had fun making.
Well, when you look at his roster of Gladys Knight, Black Street, The Whispers, Lakeside, and now in Zombie, so, you know, everywhere you turn, you seem to be in great company as far as music is concerned.
Well, yeah, thank you. I love the company that I'm getting to keep, so I hope to continue to be able to do that. So it was great working with him, and we're still really, really, really good and close nowadays, and probably will be working on some things here in the future. So I just enjoyed the experience, and I learned so much from him, and he's a great mentor, great person, period. He is.
Yeah. We have several indie artists that listen to the show, and they always have lots of questions, normally after the show, though you must. But one of the things I wanted to ask you, because I know you started – again, you know, doing solo, you were singing in the church, and a lot of people still to this day start the same way, but I'm finding a lot of them don't do backup. A lot of them don't, you know, submerge themselves in other areas of music. What advice would you give some of our indie singers that are listening right now as to some next steps for them? Like if they're just performing and they're trying to get their foot in the door and become more known or gig more, would you suggest them looking to do backup or working in other arenas in the business?
Well, I suggest personally that if you are creative, to connect yourself in your community with other creative people, because it always starts that way. If you find out where all the creative people are hanging out and what they're doing, then the connection, it's like, you know, it's the power of the mind, the subconscious. You can put a thought out there. In order to act on the thought, you have to make a step. So it's like that. So if you connect yourself with other creatives, there's more power and energy in a group than it is one individual. So the more you are connected with other creative people, the more the energy gets stronger. And I promise you, and I tell people all the time, but I promise you, if you start making those kinds of steps, then the ways to get where you want to go will show up. But you have to start putting your foot out there. So the first step being find other people to connect to. Those people, you might know, who knows, you might act in a theater show that might have someone in the audience who would connect some other thing that will connect you some other thing. But it starts with you connecting to your community, and that will get you to all the next steps. And in the process also, learn about the business. Study the people you really, really enjoy who are artists that do what you love. Study the music you love. Study the writers you love. People who sing the way you really connect to. Study those people. Also, learn the business. Learn as much as you can about the information about what to actually be in the business if you don't have an opportunity to have first-hand connections. There are so many books you can pick up that have information about the royalties to
right.
how artists. I think it's important to read biographies of people who are successful, period, and what it is they're passionate about. Connect yourself
right.
and read those things. And if you play an instrument, practice. If you sing, practice. If you want to perform, practice. Envision yourself in front of an audience with a whole bunch of people watching. And if that means standing in the mirror, whatever it takes, do that and see yourself there. Because if you can see yourself there, then you can actually make it happen, because then the way
right.
to get there will show up. They just
It'll
do.
Manifest.
Yes, they do. They will. But you have to know that and own it.
Yeah. Let's talk about your album, Pink Elephant. Where did the title come from?
Pink Elephant. Pink Elephant is a play on the word, an elephant in the well, the phrase, an elephant in the room. And I believed if you see a pink elephant, you definitely is going to stand out. So basically saying that we all, it's just embracing the whole ideology that we all are important and we all have purpose and a reason for being here. And if we embrace it, harness that energy, embrace it, and stand strong in it, no, you really, really shine, and no one can deny that because it's so, so bright and beautiful. You can't deny it. You can't avoid it. It's just going to expose itself in a crowded room. You'll know it. And I think that that's the energy you need to constantly be on task to doing what you're here to do in the first place. So that's really what it's about.
And what's your favorite song from the album?
It just depends on the day.
Because I know what mine is.
Some
what's
days
yours?
I like some days I like What It Takes. Some days it may be Nobody Jumps. It just depends. I like all of them for different reasons.
Right.
So.
Well, guess what mine is.
What is yours?
Can't Hardly Wait.
I
love that song. Just the
Thank
words.
So
I mean,
much.
I dare to ask, was it inspired by a personal experience?
You know what? I think in a subconscious mind it may have been, but nothing in that moment when I wrote that song was happening to me like that.
Right.
It was just, I happen to be actually listening, I tell people all the time, I happen to be listening to some UGK. And, you know, I guess after hearing all that, I went to bed that night and this melody came to mind and these words came with it. And so then that started the ditty. It just started and it was just real infectious. And I just wanted to write it out. So in the moment, it was not necessarily my story, but I can't say that I have not experienced that in my lifetime. So it's just one of those stories that I think is relative to someone else outside of myself. And I wanted to write it down and tell it.
Definitely. Hey, how you doing? This is C-Truth. Being a Mustang and going to SMU,
yeah.
How did that whole experience help you with what you're doing now, or did it not help you at all?
I will say that it definitely did help me because, one, I think that growing up for me, my experience was mostly going to school with all black, you know, experiences mostly. And then when I went to school, it was really a chance to expand outside of my window, and I saw a world which was different than where I had grew up, and it was more of where I was really a minority at the school because it was mostly a white people school. Is that politically correct? Can I say that? Well, you know, that was, I don't know how to say it.
I think it's okay to say.
Okay, but, you know, so the experience actually taught me how to be more into the world, because I think that sometimes I was growing up in my own bubble and how I saw things was from a limited perspective. So it actually it was not just white people. I won't say that. It was a school with a lot of different cultural experiences from a lot of people from a lot of different places. And so it opened me up to see that there was a bigger place than my neighborhood that existed. And that in and of itself, I think, opened me up to understand that music has a universal appeal, and it can be so big, and it can affect so many people. And, for example, going to Japan, doing shows, and these people can sing all the lyrics to the songs, but they
You're
don't
amazing.
Even speak the language. So
right.
It's that, yeah, so it's really, really opened me up to understanding that there was a bigger world than where I grew up. So, and definitely also because I was a creative writing major, it definitely helped me with using my imagination and channeling it in a more focused way so that I could also use that to write songs. So it's, you know, very, very instrumental and helpful.
Well, we are going to jump into one of your songs. If you don't mind sticking around, we're going to play What It Takes. Is there anything you want to share with us about that particular song?
Oh, well, the song was inspired by the Obamas. I just think that they're a strong, beautiful couple, and they show a great example of what love can be, you know, being there when it's great and being there when it's not, and making it work in spite of, and that's what that song is about.
All righty, so here we go. What It Takes by Ndavi, and sit tight. We'll be right back.
Sugar, come on. It's time we go to bed. I'll be here when morning rolls around. Baby, it's not always an easy fix. Some seasons you'll just have to deal with, but it's not the end of the world. I am here, I'm still your girl. What it takes.
You got what it takes. We like that.
Thank you. Thank you
Maybe
very
you
much.
Give it to the Obama. In honor of you, here is your theme song. I'm going to still stick to Can't Hardly Wait, though. That's my theme song.
Hey. Yeah, it's good. Can't Hardly Wait. I really like the bass line. It kind of makes me feel away. So Can't Hardly Wait is a real kind of fun song. And, you know, I mean it in jest. You know, brothers, I got love for y'all. We all have our ways, and we just have to work at doing it better, that's all.
You know, and the sad thing is so many women are experiencing that. And you know what? I'm not going to tell the listeners what the lyrics of the song are. They need to go to your website and down the online and check it out.
Yeah, because all the lyrics to every song is there.
Yes, yes. And Can't Hardly Wait, yeah, we like that.
Thank you.
It's Indie Review here on Blog Talk. We're talking with Ndombi. Call in, join the conversation, 646-478-5123. It's myself, C-Truth, and Rachel. Or join us in the chat room if you got a question for Ndombi. You know, we definitely will get that to her. Now, what type of dude, what type of man would make Ndombi Can't Hardly Wait?
Okay.
Let's stir up a little bit.
Well, I would hope not to run into that one, Can't Hardly Wait.
What do you mean the other definition of Can't Hardly Wait? Not the one that you talk about in the song.
In a good way? Well, no.
In a good way.
Probably someone who is respectful, considerate, kind, creative, and not necessarily have to be an artist, but he could just be creative in how he sees his viewpoint of the world. Encourages me to be better, and supports my art. Who loves his mama?
I love mama.
Yeah, loves his mama. And
got to love the mama.
Spiritual. You know, pretty cool at taking care of himself. You know, health wise and otherwise, self sufficient. Just have a good sense of self and pride in him, in himself, has respect for himself and honors himself and honors human beings and life existing. I mean, I have a long list of those things.
But you know what? I'm not mad because let me tell you something. I have a list too, and it's pretty long. And I called my friend when she initially told me, I was like, is it supposed to be 2 pages? She was like, girl, just write whatever you want to write.
Yeah, just write it all down. It needs to be all of what you can say.
It was
some
a
people
new
get real
movie.
Specific with it, though. You know, cause you might be looking
time.
For, yeah, you're looking for 6'8", and he might show up as 5'2", but you can't be mad because 5'2" might have all of what you're looking for, except 5'2"
might have that. He might have it. You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, don't be lying to the listeners now, Dobby. You know you want them 5'8" and up. Come on now.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, you know, we have lists, but we also have to have some
reality.
Leeway, some realistic reality, some realistic. Give yourself a chance to be real also.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to ask you, you know, if you can get at least 75% of your list, you know, can you, like, be cool with a little leeway on the other 25%?
It depends on what those 25% things are. Now, because 25% could be, you know, it might be a deal breaker if you put your feet on the coffee table and leave your toenails up there. You know, stuff like
or
that.
Or if your breath is a little tart. Right, or if your breath is a little tart or something like that. You never know. Let me tell you.
You never know. But I think in general, yeah, if you get about, let's say, 75-80%, you could work with them.
Yeah, but you know what's really interesting is it really depends on what those three or four things that they're not.
It could be
especially
one thing.
Especially the consideration piece or,
right.
or the spiritual piece. Somebody
right.
in the chat room wants to know, what if he shows up at 6'10"?
Okay. Well, then 6'10".
That's fine.
That's fine to be 6'10". I mean, I'm not saying he needs to be 5'2", by all means, but I'm just saying. Yeah,
okay.
6'10",
great. It's Indie Review here on Blog Talk. We're talking with Ndombi. Now, how many people have asked you over the years, or had some type of fascination with your afro? Because I know that's like a point of reference all the time.
Yeah, it was. It was a point of reference until I've changed my hair now. But it still is a point of conversation because now people say, well, when are you going to grow it back? I think that people were always fascinated. Sometimes it was, but is it real? Can I touch it? I mean, so it's just a real cool extension of who we are, and I like wearing it because of that. And I still represent it. I guess I have a frohawk right now, but
right. Yeah. It's short on the mm-hmm. sides, right?
Short on the sides and still right. afroed in the middle.
Right. And I don't know that because I'm not stalking you or anything. I saw a picture.
Well, you know, I try to make sure that, you know, I put it up. If you go on my Facebook, there's a picture. You can see my hair as it is now. I took a picture with me and Esther Ronza's father, which is amazing. She's an amazing artist, and
okay.
I think that people should
awesome.
Know about it. So, yeah.
Awesome. And you guys are Grammy nominees, so.
Yes, we are. She actually won her Grammy, which I'm so excited
yes,
about
she
for
did.
Her. And we are label mates, so that's a great thing.
Fabulous. Now, I also read that you were you're selected in LA County Art Commission as an LA County Art Commission musician. That's like a tongue twister.
Yes, a tongue twister, but it's like a community honor actually, because it's a
mm-hmm.
chance to be a part of something going on in the community and being recognized as someone that they would even want to choose to be a part of a community event. And I'm very honored and grateful to be considered.
And that means like you do a lot of the shows, the local shows and the fairs and those types of things in the community?
Yes, more stuff with governmental agencies like parks and those things, recreation, those things that they do here in the city. So it's just really cool, though.
That is absolutely fantastic, and we love that. Because it's really important to give back, we feel. We talk about it all the time on the show.
Yes, it is. And, I have so many ways I want to do it. And so just getting to be able to do it in any way is great.
Well, if there's anything that we can do here at Indie Review Radio, you know, to help promote any of your causes, feel free to let us know.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Now, let everybody know what's next for you, where you're going to be performing next, and where they can get your music, and once again, your website, so they could reach out to you.
Okay, well, currently I'm working on a new album, and I'm writing a children's book also, and people can actually find out about shows, show dates, and things like that on my website, ndambionline.com. That's ndambionline.com. You can also find the music on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com. You can also reach out to me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm there in the cyber world communicating, responding to folks. And it's actually
now, do you respond
Twitter.
Yourself or do you have your people respond? Like, do you respond yourself?
I was just answering that. It's actually me responding on Twitter and Facebook. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Then we'll reach out because we know it's you that we're talking to.
Oh, yeah, it's me. So, yeah, definitely reach out, people. I love to hear from everyone. I'm always excited to be able to open my mail and get a letter, a note from somebody. So it's always cool.
Yeah. We have another question from the chat room. Someone wants to know, do you work with young, aspiring singers?
I've definitely done some things, and I'm definitely open to doing more. But I've been able to work on some projects with people from Europe they had a community-based project that they were doing with the young people there. And then I do some things here at home. So definitely open to those kinds of things.
And at home is in L.A.?
Oh, well, home is in, well, yeah, I live in L.A., but home is still Texas. I hadn't let it go, so
okay.
So definitely.
Okay, you always have to go back. You always have to go back.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, we know how we can reach you. We want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think that people can walk away with a real good feel of who Ndambi is and the music that you're creating and the greatness that we can expect from you in the future. So thank you for sharing that with us today.
Thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate it. And thank you each and everyone, to all the listeners. Thank you so much appreciate your love and support. It really means a lot to me.
And we can't hardly wait for you to come to New York.
I am coming
soon.
Be there. I really am. Definitely.
Yeah, we're going to be there. So enjoy the rest of your weekend.
And, you
and
guys
we're sending you lots of love and light. And we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Definitely, definitely. And we're going to continue on with the program. Got a few moments left. We're going to get to our Indy 100 in a short moment. But right now, we're going to do some more Ndambi music from her. This is called L.I.E. Call us up, 646-478-5123. Email us, indiereviewcd@gmail.com.
On the show. She's in some great company. It's always good to see that, you know. We and even though she's now signed to a small indie, you know, so much work is done just on errands and relationships and getting out there performing and getting to know people, et cetera, et cetera. So we like that. And then at the festival, I know I don't sound happy about it because the time goes by so fast. We need a longer show. We really do. But, you know, as always, we send you guys lots of love and lots of light, and we want you to have a fantastic week. Don't forget to check us out on the blog, interviewforyou.blogspot.com. Follow us on the blog because, believe it or not, I promise you this week I will post something on the blog other than what's coming up on the show. I promise you. So check the blog out. Email us at interviewcc@gmail.com. And like I said earlier, keep it coming. We do listen to it. We go through it. We're able to pull a couple of the lessons a week. But still, this continues to succeed. And, we have 100 artists on the show. Cake every day. Here's my cake every day jewel for today. Celebrate something about your life today. Whatever it is, carry it in your spirit. Every time you think about it, smile about it, and radiate love and light to everyone around you. Celebrate. Find something to celebrate about your life today, okay? That's the cake every day today. Next week, I'm going to share with you what I'm celebrating that day. See, Truth will give you what he's celebrating that day. And then some of you can maybe share with us what you have going on.
Definitely, absolutely, absolutely. And I want to personally thank everyone who supports the show and listens and joins the chat room and sends emails and checks out the archives and all of that and marks the show, you know, as a reminder and as their favorites and all that. We appreciate each and every single one of y'all. But right now, we're going to end the show this week with our Indy 100. A little bit different, though. This Indy 100 has a little asterisk, a little star next to her name. And don't know what the Indy 100 is all about. I'll let the sound effects go.
Because we love the sound.
Yes, indeed. But the Indy 100 are those artists who are in the fast lane, burning rubber towards stardom, setting stages into a tailspin while maneuvering their high-frequency equipment. And this week, our Indy 100 artist is the winner of the Grammy for the Best New Artist of the Year. That is Esperanza Spalding, doing her thing, extremely talented, ridiculously talented. And, you know, she left high school early, got her GED, but got a scholarship for music to Portland State University, learned, trained, did her thing, went on to Berklee College of Music where things started really coming together and she got a BM there, did her thing, you know, doing stuff with the Boston Jazz Society and on and on and on. I could go on forever, but we are short on time. Of course, she's performed all over the place, Jimmy Kimmel, Dave Letterman, you know, the list goes on, and she's gotten high praise from everyone, and she deserves it, and she deserves to beat out Justin Bieber for all you Justin Bieber fans out there, okay? That's her title. That's her trophy. She put in that work, and she deserves it. Beautiful lady doing her thing, crazy on the bass. We're going to end it with our Indy 100 artist, Esperanza Spalding. And it's I Know You Know. We'll see you next week, y'all, Indy Review Radio. Peace.
Once autumn glow has gone away and gray cotton clouds like cloudy days, you're the and turn to confetti brown. one kiss of your warm